Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Died for our sins, and he rose again the third day for our sins, and then we can come to him and be saved. The mysteries of Christ, it's not keeping the law. Matter of fact, we can't keep the law. Matter of fact, the law is our schoolmaster. So the mystery is that now we can receive salvation simply by believing in the finished works of Jesus Christ. And I love this because it goes on to say, for which I am also in bonds. Are you in bonds for witnessing for Christ? I like the way the scripture says it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. I love this verse. Because it's not me, it's Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. I want to ask you the question, what is constraining you? Is it constraining you from telling people about Jesus, or is it constraining you to tell people about Christ? Well, I can tell you, the love of Christ constraineth me. What is constraining you to tell people about the mystery of Jesus Christ? And then he goes on to say in verse 4, let's take a look at verse 4. It says, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I'm telling you, I love the King James Bible. Anybody know me, know I do. I love that word ought, because that word ought means should. This is what we should do. We should make him manifest. What does that word manifest mean? It means to show openly, to make known. You know, I told you before, our main task is to know him and make him known. Are you making Jesus manifest? Well, I can tell you, if you're not, he's not in you. Because the Bible tells us that Christ is in us, reconciling the world unto himself. It is not us. See, I want you to get it. If you're not doing it, he's not in you. Because it's him in you doing the work. I mean, the things that I do, I can't do it. It's Christ in me. The hope of glory. So what he is doing, we need to make him manifest as we ought. That means we should do it. There's no doubt that we should do it. We should be a witness. You know, he says we're witnesses. If you're not a witness, that means you haven't seen it taking place. Many of us are not witnesses because we have not seen the new birth in our life. So if you're not a witness, that could tell you a lot of stories right there. Because only a witness will testify. Are you testifying of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? That's the question. And then we're getting to the meat of the message today. And we'll take some time here. Verse 5. It says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Well, he tells us that we need to walk in wisdom, because during these times, people will not be wise. They will be worldly. They will have worldly knowledge, but they won't have spiritual knowledge. God tells us here that we need to walk in wisdom towards them that are without. There's so many folks walking around with no wisdom of the Word of God. And God tells us as children of God that we need to be aware of that. And when we're around these people, speak wisdom. So be careful what you're saying. What is your manner of conversation when you're around these people? Are you saying things that they're saying? Are you joining in the things that they're doing? God wants you to walk in wisdom.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.